Ousted at least twice. Not a citizen who had not been rousted. There were rumors of big tension in high places. Brigadier Wildbrand did not think she owed Gossamer and Spider Silk anything and resented having her Night Stalkers used as bullies for their personal benefit. They were elite troops, not political gangsters. The nature of the people entering the city changed with time. Fewer were farmers or traders. More and more were dire characters with no obvious trade. The news about the Silver Spike was spreading. Smeds didn't like it. It meant big trouble. How did Gossamer and Spider Silk expect to control all those witches and wizards, some of whom might be much more potent than they suspected? And the bullies they brought with them? Chaos threatened. Smeds understood the strategy. The twins meant to up the heat and pressure till the spike popped to the surface. If it came up in hands other than their own, they were confident they could take it away. Could they? Every witch and wizard in town knew that too. But they had come hunting anyway. Only Tully was pleased. He thought the situation perfect for the auction he wanted to run. "We gotta get the word out," he told the others over supper. "Keep your voice down," Fish said. "Anybody in here could be a spy. And we don't get any word out. You heard of anybody offering to buy anything?"
"No," Tully admitted. "But that's because..."
"Because most of them know they can be outbid. You notice the twins aren't offering anything? They figure they can get what they want by divine right or something."
"Yeah, but..."
"You have no grasp of the situation, Tully. Let me offer you a challenge."
"I'm fed up with your shit, Fish."
"Indulge me in an experiment. If I'm wrong, I'll shout it from the rooftops. If I'm right, you win anyway."
"Yeah? Let's hear it."
Sucked him up again, Smeds thought. His opinion of his cousin declined by the hour. "Here's two coppers. Go find a kid somewhere away from here. One who don't know you. Pay him to go to the Toad and Rose and tell the bullies there that the wizard Nathan is looking to hire a couple of men to help him sneak out of the city tomorrow morning."
"I don't get it,"
Smed said.
"Gods, Tully. Couldn't you just once do something without arguing about it first?"
Fish said. "The experiment will be more instructive if it simply unfolds, explaining itself as it goes."
"Why should I do that asshole Nathan any favors?"
Smed stood up.
"I'll do it.
Otherwise we'll be here till the middle of next week. I want Tully to do it. I want him to see that there can be a direct connection between his saying something and what happens in the real world."
"You're putting me down again, ain't you?"
"Tully," Smed said,
"shut the fuck up or I'm going to brain you.
Pick up the goddamned money, hit the goddamn street, find a kid and pay him to deliver the goddamned message. Now!" Tully went. Smeds had gotten pretty intense. "He's going to get us all killed."